try to hang on to that spot as he is simultaneously trying to close on the second place machine of Taylor Gray. Everybody among the top seven running the bottom. Brandon Jones battling for eight. He's the first one to run the top side off one and two.
Side by side battles down the back stretch there. A little further back in the top ten. Carson Quapple on the move. Right behind him, Jesse Love trying to fight their way into the top ten. Sammy Smith, top side of the racetrack.
Bad news for Jesse Love. He has had a restart violation. He is going to get penalized. Leaders back in one.
Boy, Jesse's had a difficult afternoon. As it is, it just got a whole lot worse. The race leader is still Justin Allgaier. The top four still running the bottom. The guy making the top work at the moment is Sammy Smith, as he just took another spot away from Sheldon Creed.
Yeah, Creed now slides back, and he's going to face Carson Quapple there in the number one Chevy. They work the top bottom of the racetrack, they do, and they go right down to the paint trying to find some more grip.
It's Chevy, Toyota, Ford. You've got Allgaier. You've got Taylor Gray. You've got Sam Mayer. But now a Chevy's trying to take third. Here comes Zilich on the inside of Mayer.
Down the front straightaway. Zilich first put a bumper to him, then dropped to the low side of the racetrack. He'll bypass Sam Mayer's Ford. Exiting turn number two, now set his sights on Taylor Gray.
Zilich driving that Jarrett Logistics-sponsored Chevrolet, a gray and red car, has got a mirror full of Sam Mayer now, goes down to the bottom of the racetrack to try to block his advance. Then it's a long way back to Ryan Sieg.
So Sheldon Creed is trying to come up and try to make a pass on Sammy Smith, but as he does that, Carson Quapple blasts by him. He'll be the challenger now for that spot.
Ahead of them, things are tightening up for the fifth position. Sammy Smith momentarily was right on the back bumper of Sieg, but Sieg now pulls away just a little bit. And closing on that pair is the car of Carson Quapple.
Yeah, Carson Quapple's got a good hot rod this afternoon. Has yet to get up to the very front to be able to show what he's got, but he keeps working his way forward. Two car lengths separate him from Ryan Sieg.
Justin Allgaier leads with 96 laps to go in the BetMGM 300 as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway alongside Ross Chastain and Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson covering pit road. Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brett McMillan. Our top 10 look like this as we have just completed lap 105. Justin Allgaier leads Taylor Gray. Connor Zilich running in third. Sam Mayer is fourth. Fifth is Ryan Sieg. Sammy Smith is sixth. Carson Quapple now up to seventh. Sheldon Creed is eighth. Ninth is Austin Hill. And Brandon Jones rounds out the top 10.
So Jesse Love served a pass-through penalty, gave up a top 10 running position to do that. The good news, he stayed on the lead lap. The bad news, if he looks in his rearview mirror, that object that is getting closer is leader Justin Allgaier.
And Allgaier, as he's trying to close on Jesse Love, has disappeared from the second place fight. It is no longer a fight. It was Connor Zilich easily bypassing Taylor Gray. He'll now try to chase down Allgaier, who is doing exactly what William Byron did earlier.
Yeah, Taylor Gray had a couple of real interesting moves down here on this end of the racetrack. Lost that spot. His car now working at the bottom of the racetrack. Gets a little bit squirrely here on turn four.
Sammy Smith got around teammate Carson Quapple to take away the sixth spot. Quapple now dives to his inside as they cross the start-finish line. Teammates here are going to battle back into one.
Fighting for that sixth position in turn number one. Smith has continued to utilize that top lane. That's what got him up there to battle with his teammate for a spot. He'll now try to use it to take away a position from a non-teammate, Taylor Gray.
Smith got a really good run off of turn number two. Now he's going to go right to the bumper and actually shoves Quapple up the racetrack. That allows him to get door to door, but it also allows Sheldon Creed to close in.
So as they work their way down across the start-finish line, want to document that William Byron restarted 28th, and it has taken him, what? At this point, we've run 12 laps. He's all the way up to 50.
Wow, that's impressive with what he's doing for sure, and we'll see if he can get there. Now, let's not forget, this is going to be the longest run that they're going to see on this set of Goodyear tires. Stage one was 45 laps. We had a couple of cautions in there. Stage two, another 45 laps. Not all of those run under green. Ross, if we split this stage, that's going to be about 52 laps on either side of this run. That's the longest they'll go all day.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that Xfinity cars can go about to that halfway break portion of the stage and pit, maybe a little bit before to hedge your bet. But yeah, it's one of the beauties of racing on a mile and a half track like this. We're gonna have a green flag stop if we go green, and these Xfinity races do tend to. And I'm sure as soon as I say that, something will happen. But right now, Allgaier clear sailing with his teammate Connor Zilich in second.
With clean air, Jesse Love has been able to stop the advance of Justin Allgaier. He is still safely on the lead lap. Would love to see a yellow flag to be able to catch up. And William Byron still stuck in 15th, did not make a move on that lap.
Fastest car on the track, Jesse Love, this last lap. I mean, it makes you so frustrated whenever you don't ever quite have the clean air you wonder. Now, we'll see if Jesse Love can hang on. We've seen his teammate Austin Hill fall back on the long run. Austin Hill and Austin Dillon have been battling throughout this race. Back in the high teens, mid-teens area, the 3 and the 21 have been side-by-side several laps throughout the race, and they're running nose-to-tail right now.
Justin Allgaier enjoys a 2.2-second advantage over teammate Connor Zilich as we go down to pit road and Brett McMillan.
Well, Justin Allgaier has that clean air he was hoping for, and now he's saying on the radio he wants to go hard, but he says not too hard. He wants to go normal hard, which he says really means he wants to maintain the pace, maintain the gap that he has right now over Connor Zilich. What he doesn't want to do is go over that line like he did in Texas the last time out.
So let's give you a full field rundown with 88 laps to go in this race. Justin Allgaier, the leader, by 2.2 seconds over Connor Zilich, 3.9 over Sam Mayer in third. Fourth is Taylor Gray. Ryan Sieg, fifth. Sixth, Carson Quapple. Sammy Smith, seventh. Eighth, Sheldon Creed. Austin Hill, ninth. Tenth is Austin Dillon.
Brandon Jones now runs in the 11th spot. Nick Sanchez is 12th. William Byron up to 13th after restarting 28th. Chase Briscoe is up to 14th. Christian Eckes runs 15th. 16th, Anthony Alfredo. 17th, Jeb Burton. Harrison Burton is 18th. 19th, Daniel Dye. Dean Thompson runs 20th.
Brendan Poole, 21st. 22nd, Jeremy Clements. William Sawalich in 23rd. Then Josh Williams, 24th. 25th. Now make it Ryan Ellis, 24th. Josh Williams in the 25th position. Leland Hunter. Honeyman has just made the pass of Blaine Perkins. He is 26th. Perkins, 27th. 28th is Jesse Love. He is on the tail end of the lead lap, the last driver on the lead lap. Minus one in 29th, Kyle Sieg. Also minus one in 30th, Chris Wright.
Garrett Smithley is running in 31st right now. C.J. McLaughlin, 32nd. Catherine Legg runs in 33rd. Nick Lights in 34th. All those cars one lap down. Two laps down, J.J. Yaley in 35th. Minus 23. He had issues earlier after hitting the outside wall. Brad Perez is 36th. Matt DiBenedetto, minus 43 laps after a couple of stints behind the wall. And Parker Retzlaff, out of this race. He will finish 38th here in the Bet MGM 300.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Progressive knows RV owners like to travel at a nice, relaxing pace. Just like this commercial. They're not rushing to a departure gate at the airport. Because they depart from their driveway. And they can relax even more knowing they're protected by Progressive. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Justin Allgaier leads with 83 laps to go in the BetMGM 300. From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Healthcare your way. I'm nurse practitioner Nikki Gillis from Provisions Health of Durand. At Provisions Health, we provide convenient, affordable, and personalized healthcare services to individuals, families, and businesses in and around our community. From in-person or telehealth, simple acute care visits, DOT, and workplace physicals, and affordable lab testing services without a doctor's order, health and wellness is our priority. Visit Provisions Health, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, or online at provisions.health.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Pit Road is open. Sheldon Creed is going to be the first taker. We'll see what happens with him as he's getting a four-tire stop. Meanwhile, out front, Justin Allgaier has caught the tail end of the lead lap. The tail end of the lead lap is Jesse Love, who is serving a penalty. Love's going to try and fight and stay there, Rob.
Jesse Love lost ground over the last several laps very rapidly. As Ross alluded to a bit ago, he saw his car, the handle on his car, go away just like it has done on Austin Hill's car all afternoon long. And now he is a lap down.
Well, he's going to continue to dog Allgaier as he tries to dive back under him here in three and four. He's going to try not to lose that lap. Allgaier is going to have the advantage off four, though.
This is costing Allgaier time. Zilich is closing in now, 1.9 seconds the gap. He's been able to make up some ground as the leader goes back to one.
And we'll also mention that William Byron now is in the top 10. In fact, he's trying to take the eighth position away from Austin Hill. Leader now down the back straightaway. His advantage over Connor Zilich, about 20 car lengths.
Yeah, Allgaier's got to go. I mean, he's really got to go because he needs all the time he can in front of that 17 car. Up next to the wall now, he's finally put Jesse Love in the rear view.
By the way, Sheldon Creed coming onto pit road was unscheduled. We still have 78 laps to go here in the BetMGM 300. That is far too long to go before they could actually make it to the checkered flag. We're hearing about lap 140. Brett McMillan tells us for green flag pit stops. Leaders are in two.
Yeah, we'll see the leader come into turn number two. He's got a couple of lap machines right in front of him. Of course, Catherine Legg now will move out of the way.
Yeah, he works his way down the back stretch once again, kind of bobbing and weaving here, trying to work his way. Spotter has really got to be doing his thing up there. Allgaier working down at the bottom of the racetrack.
So William Byron restarted 28th. Byron now has made up 20 spots. He's in the 8th position. That's the good news, Ross. But he's got 11 seconds between him and the leader and a lot of race cars.
Yeah, but he's done a lot of work, and he's put himself in position for if a caution comes out. He's back in that top 10 in 8th spot right now, which will give his pit crew a chance to reset him a couple more spots if they can make up some time. And I do have to raise my hand here, guys, and apologize. I did call over to y'all off the mic, Sheldon Creed, so I didn't realize how many laps there were still to go and that he had gotten into the wall. So apologies for calling that comeback from the break. But, yes, William Byron definitely passing cars and making it look easy in that blue 17 car.
Yeah, right now he actually has a lot of clean track in front of him, which is going to be a good thing for him to try and catch up to the next one. William Byron's got Sammy Smith as the next car he's going to try and pick off, but there's a pretty decent, about a three-second gap between the two. Mark, I'm thinking William Byron's got pretty much what it takes to be able to do that.
He's got a very, very fast race car, and as you talked about, he's kind of got some open track right now. Fastest car on the last lap, and he'll start tracking these guys down. And not that far up ahead, Ryan Sieg, Sammy Smith, Carson Quaffle. If he gets there, he's going to pick up three or four spots really quick.
Two guys that have been racing all day long, Sammy Smith and the 8, Carson Quaffle in the 1, as they work side by side back to 1 and 2.
Carson Quaffle running the bottom of the racetrack. Up top is Sammy Smith. Smith hangs on, but Quaffle really putting on the pressure.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting when the 17 car, and it won't take long for him to catch these guys, how much they might hold him up as they go side by side once again off of turn number 4.
I mean, William Byron, man, forget the middle, forget the bottom, just right up against the safer barrier. There's not a white streak completely down the side of that car before this thing's over. I mean, he just has not made any attempt to even go to the bottom at all. And it just was a rocket.
Are you saying Mr. Hendrick and HMS might kind of see some potential with him? He might figure this stuff out down the road. Maybe it's a good thing they signed him up for a long time in that 24 car.
I was going to say, they should extend him for, I don't know, like another 4 years. Oh, wait, they just did.
No, definitely good times right now with William Byron behind the wheel.
And I asked William Byron the difference between the first contract and this one. He goes, this one went a lot easier. than the first one.
Yes, I'm sure. Yeah. And back to the one in the eight car, Sammy Smith, Carson Quapel, two young guys that continue to prove that they belong in this Xfinity Series for JRM. Both are learning through this. You see Sammy Smith winning races now as Ryan Sieg works to his inside in turn three.
All right, so
yeah, we just watched that. They stay side by side once again, all four. They keep going at it.
You know, Ryan Sieg has been kind of sneaky fast all through the race. He runs very good on the 1.5-mile racetracks, right? He lost a heartbreaker at Texas, lost a heartbreaker at Kansas. I mean, he knows how to get the job done on these tracks.
That's right. And like I mentioned earlier, the Siegs are picking and choosing their battles that they come to the track with cars out of the Ford camp, working with the Haas factory team. So you definitely see ebbs and flows of the speed in their car.
Misspoke. Atlanta. Ryan Sieg had a close win there. Took the white flag as the leader.
That was Texas.
Well, that too, but at Atlanta took the lead. Forgot it was a drafting track. Got a big lead. They mowed him down. He went first at the white flag, was 10th at the checkered flag. Man, I was heartbroken for him that day. Quick break. We'll come right back to Charlotte Motor Speedway.
And we're back with the action. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever?
That's right, Jim. With an irresistible taste and zero sugar, Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any sports fan. So make sure you... Wait, Jim, I didn't mean try it right now. We're still on the air.
Best Coke ever? Take a taste, Jen.
Really?
No, not right now, Jen. We got a game to call.
Hi, it's PRN's Brad Gilley. Did you know you could take PRN with you anywhere? That's right. By downloading the PRN mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. Download today for station listings and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, The Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available in the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
With 69 laps to go in the BetMGM 300 here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Justin Allgaier, the leader, by 3.7 seconds over Connor Zillage. You're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
The biggest sprint car series in the world is coming to Red Cedar Speedway for the first time ever, Wednesday, June 4th. NASCAR champion Kyle Larson and the high rollers of the Kubota High Limit Racing Series, including Brad Sweet, Rico Abreu, Tyler Courtney, and more for one night only. Don't miss this high-intensity Roto-Rooter midweek series night of racing at Red Cedar Speedway, Wednesday, June 4th. Hot laps at 6:15, racing at 7:30. Get your tickets now at highlimitracing.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Opening here in the final stage of the BetMGM 300 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Justin Allgaier now enjoys a 4.7-second lead over Connor Zillage. Then it's Sam Mayer, Taylor Gray, Sammy Smith running in the top five, Ryan Sieg, Carson Quapel, William Byron, Brandon Jones, Nick Sanchez rounding out the top 10. We talked about William Byron, who's now moved up 20 spots since having a penalty for speeding in that last round of pit stops, and I don't think we're going to settle down with him just moving up 20 spots, because there's a pretty tough battle on the racetrack as Byron has now caught the back bumper of his teammate Carson Quapel. They hit the start-finish line and head to one.
You know, William Byron closed in very rapidly on Carson Quapel, but having gotten there, he's found himself having a difficult time making the pass. He needs that clean air. Quapel still about two car lengths ahead of William Byron as Byron continues to challenge toward the front.
Now, that's a very good call, Rob. He has not advanced like he was advancing. Once he's caught Quapel back here, he has not been able to just zip right around him, and that's good news for the leader, Justin Allgaier.
Well, Quapel's done a nice job. He's taken away the air off of William Byron's car. He said, you want to run the wall? Well, let me run it first and see how you like that.
That's right. A lot of coaching on that one car. Andrew Overstreet, the crew chief, leads that team well and is really good for Carson in his first full-time year in the Xfinity Series. Definitely has experience in the shop at JRM and across the garage, and did the part-time car last year, and now stepping into the full-time car on the one. The 17 was not going to sneak up on the one without Andrew passing along the information, so Carson knew to move up if he wasn't already, and commit to the wall more.
So the gap was 11 and a half seconds to Justin Allgaier. Byron now 15.5 seconds back. The last time when Byron was crossing the start-finish line, there you see William Byron on the backstretch just going past the big TV we got back there. So almost a half-lap gap now.
Yeah, and that 17 car, he had to use those Goodyear Eagles a lot to get through the field. I mean, starting at the back, he had to come to a stop before the choose and let the whole field go by. And then he got to choose last. So a lot of rubber used to get up to the eighth position. So he's paid the price now, just needs to get to the green flag stop here coming up soon.
When you wear your tires out quicker because you've had to drive through the field, does that then become exponential? Like, do they wear to a point and you're okay, or will they just continue to wear faster than the rest of the field?
I mean, William's he's walking that line right now, driving that line of pushing the car, and whether he's tight or whether he's loose, he's going to continue to manage that as he's in the middle of a three-wide battle for a moment as they work past some lap cars. As Sheldon Creed, who we documented earlier, comes by them on his fresher tires after getting into the wall earlier. But William will continue to manage that. If he's too loose, off the gas a little bit. If he's too tight, off the gas, going to be sliding those front tires versus the rear when you're loose. So definitely something that the reason William Byron's in that car, he's going to manage it well.
So we heard from our pit reporter, Brett McMillan, they thought the green flag pit stops would begin about lap 140. Well, guess what? Allgaier just went by. That's lap 40. We've got 60 to go.
Seeing some tires getting up and over on pit wall right now. I don't see any pit signs out for anything imminent at this point, but it could happen anytime. We're within that window, and that's the bigger thing. Now, Ross, we start talking about short pitting or long pitting. If you're going to short pit, you got to have enough Sunoco fuel to make it the distance. But if you stay out longer, you can end the race on fresher tires.
That's right. And for a guy like Justin Allgaier, let's start with your leader. He can wait the longest. He's got a 5.8 second lead right now on Connor Zillich, 10.5 seconds back to third place Sam Mayer. So he can run longer in case a caution comes out and protect himself. Jim Pohlman would probably do that. Other guys that are in a tight battle, really from third place back to about 10th, the 20 car, Brandon Jones, could short pit each other and pass each other. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Brett McMillan.
Justin Allgaier came on the radio just a few minutes ago and said that the car is getting tighter, 1 and 2, so that may be a consideration here as to when they come in. Also, they told him a few laps ago, they let him know he had a 5.5 second lead and that Byron got to 8 and stalled out there. His crew is on the wall. They're ready when they call him in.
William Byron now opens up pit road first. He is going to come down, drop down to 45 miles per hour. Austin Hill is coming on to pit road as well. Let's go back to Brett McMillan.
And Austin Hill's got a long trip down pit road all the way to the pit exit, and he's going to make that long trip down. This car has not been handling well all day long. He said the front end just kind of drifts up the track, but he has a hard time once it gets up there getting himself a good turn off the corner. He's going to get a four-tire change and a full tank of Sunoco fuel. Wendy Venturini.
William Byron used up those four Goodyear tires. He came down pit road after racing from the 28th position all the way up to 8th because of that penalty the last time down pit road. It was four tires and fuel and an air pressure adjustment for William Byron.
Ross Chastain, Justin Allgaier, does he have to answer the call now in pit after Byron's pitted? Also, a couple of other cars here in the top 10.
He's got a little bit more time. He had built up such a lead. He can go another lap or two. Byron was over 15 seconds back, I believe. So, yeah, definitely has a little time. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Allgaier's coming this time, guys.
Go ahead, Wendy.
Christian Eckes has just pulled off pit road. He came down pit road. It was four tires and fuel. He needed to be freed up, and they made an air pressure adjustment for him, Brett McMillan.
All right, they told Justin Allgaier to be careful in section two to watch his speed. He is coming down pit road. The team is on the wall. The sign is waving, and he pulls into his pit stall. They're ready to give him a four-tire change. They've talked about a slight air pressure adjustment with that car getting tighter in turns one and two over the course of this run. Everything going smooth so far. A little bit slow on the right side. Finally around to the left side. Everything smooth over here. Filling it up with Sunoco fuel. A little bit of tape on the front end. He goes away. 15.9, Wendy Venturini.
William Swalich was on pit road for four tires and fuel, also hitting pit road. Carson Quapel, he was a little bit too tight, and they loosened him up with four tires and fuel.
Connor Zilich also making his way down pit road here at Charlotte Motor Speedway. And, it looks like we have a problem with Taylor Gray, Ross.
Yeah, flat left rear tire on the 54, Taylor Gray.
All right. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
And Connor Zilich has come in. He's getting a track bar adjustment, just about a quarter round of the track bar. And he is getting a left side tire change as well. They're finishing up there. That's a great stop for them. 14.2 seconds.
Thank you very much. Brett Taylor Gray now comes back to the service of that Joe Gibbs Racing pit crew. A lot of extensive work on the left side of that car as the left rear had gone flat on that. We had also saw Nick Sanchez coming in. We had seen Sammy Smith, Chase Briscoe. Caution is coming out on the racetrack this time. And not sure if it was debris from Taylor Gray or an incident on the racetrack. Debris on the front stretch from Taylor Gray's car. This will bring out our fifth caution here in the BetMGM 300.
This is a Camry. This is a Camry on NASCAR. This is a Camry on NASCAR with Ty Gibbs behind the wheel. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Tyler Reddick heads to that front stretch chicane. This will be his sixth stage victory of the year, a very important one.
This is Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 45 for 2311 Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
That left rear tire of Taylor Gray just shredded as he was going into turn number one. That's why we're under caution for the fifth time in the BetMGM 300. We'll come back. We've got 52 to go. We'll have another round of pit stops and see if we take it to the checkered flag here at Charlotte. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your partner's network car care center, Durand.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway. 51 laps to go in the BetMGM 300. Under a cycle of green flag pit stops, a caution came out after the left rear tire was shredded on Taylor Gray's car. He had come to pit road and gone back out. Right now, Brandon Jones leads this race over Brennan Poole, Dean Thompson, Harrison Burton, Ryan Ellis, Jeremy Clements, and Jesse Love. Those cars have not yet pitted. Justin Allgaier had been leading the race before pit stops, and in spite of having a slow stop mark, he still comes out ahead of the cars that had pitted.
He did, and it looks like when we cycle through this, you have Zilich is going to be in the second spot. He is already pitted. Then I believe Sam Mayer uses the wave around. Sammy Smith uses the wave around. So does Byron and Sieg and Sanchez. That group, it looks like, will be your top eight.
All right, it's going to be interesting. So pit road is open. We'll see what's going to happen down there. We see some tires on pit road right now, but not sure who among the contenders. Brandon Jones is going to be the first one to hit pit road. A large gap behind Brandon Jones as we get to some of these other cars. Remember, these are the ones who had not yet pitted under the green flag cycle. So now that we're under caution, they're able to do that and come down and get fresh tires. Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Brandon Jones is into this pit stall, and they got around to the right side of the car, and so far everything going smooth. Right side tires are on, and here comes Jesse Love after serving that penalty. He's now on pit road as we watch Brandon Jones' team finishing up on his pit stop. He pulls back out. Jesse Love's crew now finishing up on the left side of his. Packing it full of Sunoco fuel, finishing up on the left side. And they put a little piece of tape on the front end of his car as well. And they've got some trouble in the left front of that car. Finally get that lug nut on, and he pulls away.
So after this round of pit stops, it looks like Justin Allgaier is going to cycle himself back to the lead. He's got a lot of cars in front of him, however, that are one lap down or now at least at the tail end of the lead lap. They'll do the wave around before we get a restart. When we come back, we'll make another trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone with 50 to go here at Charlotte.
Here's Julie Whittington of Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Seeing our brand associated with a championship team and driver like Joey Logano and Team Penske is an incredible feeling. For Hunt Brothers Pizza, it's not just about having our logo on the car. It's about being a part of a winning culture. The connection helps us elevate our brand's visibility, credibility, and it's a huge source of pride for everyone involved. Actually, it also gives us a unique opportunity to connect with the fans of NASCAR, many of whom are loyal supporters of our team and driver. There's really something special about being part of that journey. NASCAR really aligns perfectly with the culture of Hunt Brothers Pizza. Both are all about passion, energy, and certainly a strong sense of community. Marketing a national brand like Hunt Brothers Pizza comes with its challenges, but being involved in NASCAR has brought a whole new level of excitement and opportunity to the table.
This is Joey Logano, driver of the number 22 Ford Mustang for Team Penske. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauerbilt Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
So nine cars use the wave around to come back on to the lead lap, included in that group. Some great runners here so far this afternoon, Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith, and William Byron, who has led 69 laps, but a pit road speeding penalty has mired him in the pack, and he's been the comeback kid but can't quite come all the way back so far here in the late going.
Yeah, but as the wave-around car, he's going to pretty much have to do what he did before when he restarted 28th because they started at the tail of the field. Justin Allgaier leads the BetMGM 300. We're going to restart with 47 to go. Teammate Connor Zilich runs in second. Brandon Jones up to third. Dean Thompson is fourth. Fifth, Brennan Poole, Harrison Burton sixth, Sheldon Creed 7th, Jeremy Clements 8th, Jesse Love 9th, and Ryan Ellis is 10th.
Jeb Burton 11th, 12th, Blaine Perkins, Josh Williams 13th, 14th, Sam Mayer, Sammy Smith 15th, William Byron 16th, then it's Nick Sanchez 17th, Ryan Sieg 18th, 19th, Austin Hill, Carson Quapple in 20th.
Chase Briscoe 21st, 22nd, Christian Eckes, Austin Dillon 23rd, 24th, Leland Honeyman, Daniel Dye 25th, 26th, Kyle Sieg, Chris Wright 27th, 28th, William Sawalish 29th, is Nick Lights and Anthony Alfredo in 30th.
31st is C.J. McLaughlin, Garrett Smithley, 32nd, Catherine Legg, 33rd. 34th is J.J. Yelly, 35th, Taylor Gray, Brad Perez, 36th, out of the race in 37th. Matt DiBenedetto, Parker Retzlaff will finish 38th.
A lot of these cars in the top 10. It's the first time they've seen the top 10 the way this green flag cycle strategy worked out, with the caution and the lights will stay on. The Toyota GR Super Pace car, as we reset the field in Ross Chastain, with no disrespect to Dean Thompson, Brennan Poole, Harrison Burton, Jeremy Clements, Ryan Ellis, some of these drivers. They've not experienced the top 10 today, but they have the good fortune of being there right now on a late race restart.
A real opportunity for several of these smaller teams. And you've got JRM on the front row, so we should talk about Justin Allgaier controlling this race for the second half. Another chance for Connor Zilich to go up against his veteran teammate and try to get a good launch. We've seen his launches get way better from the very start of the race to now. But, yeah, when you look at a guy like Dean Thompson driving for Sam Hunt Racing, Jesse Little, former driver, the NASCAR executive, now goes over to Sam Hunt Racing to help lead that team with Sam. Two best friends now working together. Harrison Burton at 25, we've seen that team go, you know, Harrison be their second full-time driver, I guess, since last year. So definitely Harrison looking for big things in that 25. And Brennan Poole in the 44, a guy that's going to rip the fence. He's going to be up top. He's going to take full advantage of this start. He's got a Joe Gibbs car right in front of him with Brandon Jones, but don't sleep on the 44 going to the very top if he can get a good lunch.
So Connor Zilich has been able to keep contact with Justin Allgaier, but Allgaier clearly faster than him. The only guy that's proven quicker than him all day long is going to be Meyer back there with Byron in the 18th spot. This is looking good for Justin Allgaier right now.
Yeah, it is. All right, that Toyota GR Super makes a hard left turn back onto pit road. We will now restart. 46 laps to go. Justin Allgaier, the control car through the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. He gets a jump. Connor Zilich will stay to his right rear quarter panel. They will race off into turn one.
Temperature has been dropping here over the last hour or so, so track conditions will change. Let's see if it impacts the way these cars handle. It will be Justin Allgaier leading off turn number two, but here comes Connor Zilich to the inside. Now behind him is the 26 of Dean Thompson challenging. It's Allgaier out front into turn three, bottom of the racetrack. Everybody trying to sort it out behind him. He lets his car slip up. Zilich right behind.
Dean Thompson digging hard to the inside of Connor Zilich. They are door-to-door, car length off the back bumper of leader Justin Allgaier.
Dean Thompson was about a 15th place car, but somehow managed to stay on the lead lap all afternoon long. Now he has himself in position for a career day here at Charlotte. Trying to get to his outside is Connor Zilich, and Zilich hits the outside wall.
Yeah, Zilich hit the wall, but he holds on to it, and he holds that position. Dean Thompson holds the second spot. Only momentarily, though, a charge from Harrison Burton at the bottom.
Harrison Burton now on the inside of Dean Thompson. This is a battle for second here in the BetMGM 300. Connor Zilich is regrouped. He's a part of this fight for second.
And as this fight among three drivers continues, bye-bye, says one Justin Allgaier. Already 15 car lengths ahead of this three-wide battle off turn two for the second position. Advantage off the corner to Dean.
Zilich has got to move around quick, and those two cars in front of him, well, they're running just as fast as he is down to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll go behind Harrison Burton to the bottom.
So we have
got one car up in the wall, and now a slow car. Everybody's avoiding it. It's Sam Mayer. Caution's out. Looks like Mayer caught the right side of the wall. Just barely gets it to the pit road.
That is our sixth caution here in the BetMGM 300 at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a night dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. 800-475-8167. That's 800-475-8167.
Under caution for the sixth time as Justin Allgaier leads the BetMGM 300 with 42 laps to go. From Charlotte Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Building a new home or remodeling and need a new plumber? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a perk test or septic system? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need sewer line cleaning or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. Need a new water heater or repair? Call Bauer Plumbing and Septic. From basic plumbing to big projects, call Chris Bauer of Bauer Plumbing and Septic Service at 715-672-8224. That's 715-672-8224.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
On the previous restart, Dean Thompson pretty much used up Connor Zilich, about pitched him into the fence. When this race went yellow after the problems that Sam Mayer had, Connor Zilich tried to give Dean Thompson a minor case of whiplash. He hit him a couple of times in the back bumper. Not big hits, but just enough to get his attention. Like, I didn't like it, and just beware. I did not like it.
Yeah, and that's one of the things where new tires pitted under the caution for Dean Thompson, and that Sam Hunt Racing team was able to drive up underneath, and he took the position off turn two. He gave Connor Zilich a choice, lift or crash. Connor kind of did both. He lifted a little, but he still got into the wall. But he lives the fight on here in fourth as Harrison Burton got by both of them later in that run. And then sometimes as a driver, the worst thing once you've been fenced is have a quick caution because you haven't cooled down yet. You haven't worried about your car being loose or tight or anything. Caution comes out. That guy checks up, and you're like, the anger just takes it. It comes right out of you, and all of a sudden you're running into his back bumper.
Worst thing for a driver. Best thing for those of us on this side of the fence who gets to enjoy that anger.
We were enjoying watching it, boys. I won't lie. We were enjoying watching it as the caution came out.
A red face and a red flag for the bull, Connor Zilich.
And a bit of a red head.
Yeah,
Connor
exactly.
Zilich.
Oh, I'm talking
gingerish,
about
I think.
Yeah.
I like that very much. And, hey, look, for Connor Zilich, he had a back injury at Talladega and had to miss Texas, and now is coming back with a vengeance just 3 weeks later, started on the outside pole, is up in contention here with 40 laps to go in this race, and then he's going to run another 600 miles tomorrow night. You know, like, look, when you're that young, when you're like in, wait, is he even 20 yet? I think he's like 19.
I don't think so.
Yeah, so you bounce back quicker.
But he's put the work in. He's got a good group around him at Chevy, and he's been in the gym slow at first and then understanding what the recovery process was going to be like, a lot of testing on his body throughout these weeks. And, yeah, he feels good back in the car to come back here for 900 miles this weekend.
Connor's 22, by the way.
Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
I'm here with Jeff Pullman, crew chief for Justin Allgaier. Well, he said if he got in clean air, he'd be in good shape. If you guys could just keep these cautions from happening, you would be in good shape, right?
Yeah, of course, we want green flag racing here, and we'd like to run this thing out and finish it out strong. But it's just the way they go. It's exciting for everybody, and it's a good show. So, it's nice. Didn't start out great. We struggled at the start with some radio issues and fought back and got ourselves in position. Unfortunately, William got a speeding penalty. I thought it was going to be really tough to race him, and he's going to make his way back up there. So we got a few guys to contend with and deal with here by the end of the race. We'll see how it ends out.
Good luck rest of the way.
Thank you.
That's Jim Pullman. He is the crew chief for Justin Allgaier as we're getting ready to go one to go.
So NASCAR starter Kyle Hicks has wrapped up the yellow flag and told them one to go. Justin Allgaier, the leader. Harrison Burton, second. Dean Thompson, third. Connor Zilich is fourth. Fifth, Brandon Jones. Sheldon Creed, sixth. Seventh, Jesse Love. Jeremy Clements, eighth. Ninth, Brennan Poole. Jeb Burton in 10th.
Ryan Ellis runs 11th. 12th is Blaine Perkins. Josh Williams, 13th. 14th is Nick Sanchez. 15th, William Byron. Carson Quapple, 16th. 17th is Ryan Sieg. Sammy Smith is 18th. 19th, Austin Hill. Christian Eckes is 20th. Mark, one thing that's important here, William Byron, we talk about him. He won the first two stages of the race. The last restart, he was a wave-around car. Wave-around cars are at the tail of the field. This restart, he is not. William Byron and all of those drivers with him are right up there with the leaders.
That will certainly help. The only other two cars on the lead lap, by the way, Chase Briscoe 21st, Daniel Dye in the 22nd position. Also, Sam Mayer still being scored on the lead lap. First car minus one is going to be Kyle Sieg 24th.
All right, Pat, here we go again.
Yeah, it's my favorite part of the race. It's like a game show. Who will lose their mind and win? And we're getting awfully close to finding out who and when. The field is right in turns three and four. Pace car's lights out. Allgaier's got Harrison Burton up here to deal with on his side. Dean Thompson still thinks he can win the race. And Connor Zillich just trying to get it back under control. Here we go. We're going to start them again at Charlotte.
So we're about to take the green flag with 38 laps to go. It is Allgaier on the inside leading them to the green flag. And again, the Thompson-Zillich cars are door-to-door at the start. Allgaier, a huge jump, heads the pack into turn number one.
Well, Justin Allgaier has been the strongest, but still 60 miles to go here in the race this afternoon. Allgaier with about a two-car length advantage. Dean Thompson working the low side of the racetrack. Once again, Connor Zillich over Bellwether. Sheldon Creed takes second.
Sheldon Creed's never won one of these races, but he's sure acting like he wants to this afternoon. Bottom of the racetrack. He's trying to stalk the leader.
Sheldon Creed had pitted earlier than anyone during that last cycle. Justin Allgaier pulling away. Behind Creed, you've got Dean Thompson, Harrison Burton, and Connor Zillich looking inside.
Great restart for Sheldon Creed. Zillich dropped a couple of spots. Now he'll drop to the bottom of the racetrack, try to pick up a position around Harrison Burton, and he'll grab that fourth spot off turn two.
Right behind Burton, that's where you find Jones. Then you've got Jesse Love up there in the middle of this as well. Meanwhile, up front, six-car lead for Justin Allgaier.
So here is Dean Thompson on the inside trying to hold off Connor Zillich. Behind him, Harrison Burton, Jesse Love, Brandon Jones scrambling to move up front.
We've got to cover the top 10, but pure insanity from about 15th on back as they're all battling for position with a whole bunch of cars on the lead lap all the way to the top. Brandon Jones wants to take seventh away from Jesse Love.
Well, Dean Thompson has got a really fast car. He's staying right with Zillich. That's a good battle for that third spot.
All right, the third spot continues right now. You got Connor Zillich, that's Connor Zillich on the inside of Dean Thompson. He takes it away as they head back to one.
It does look, however, as if that little bump with the wall may have cost a little bit of handling for Connor Zillich. Now he pulls away from Dean Thompson, but he sits about six car lengths back in the second place machine of Sheldon Creed.
Meanwhile, a little further back there, Harrison Burton doing all he can to stay out in front of Jesse Love. Brandon Jones is right in the middle of that. Go a little further back, and that's where you find Sanchez at the bottom of the racetrack.
So this is the fight for fifth. Jesse Love now swings up barely in front of Harrison Burton. Then it's Jones, Sanchez, then Carson Quaffle side by side with Jeremy Clements.
Fortuitous cautions allowed Jesse Love to get back on the lead lap. Now he's trying to make the most of it. He's the best of the RCR cars here this afternoon. Nothing for the race leader, but he's hanging on to a top 10 spot.
Well, I'll tell you what now. You watch Sheldon Creed. He is making some moves and looks like he's gaining a little bit on the leader. Allgaier at the bottom of the racetrack.
Sheldon Creed last pitted on 150. Justin Allgaier lap 145. The difference between one and two is just 0.4 seconds.
Sheldon Creed is visibly narrowing the margin between himself and the race leader Allgaier. Justin has moved down a lane. He was running the top, this time middle of one and two. All the way to the top is Creed trying to make up ground.
Well, and you look a little further back, Connor Zillich has really got his game on now, trying to run up and catch Creed. He's in that third spot going to the bottom of the racetrack. Everybody up front using everything they've got.
Watching William Byron still running the top side of the racetrack. Byron has worked his way back to 11th. He'll now battle Jeremy Clements for the 10th spot.
They got flash trouble across. Once again, Chase Briscoe trying to fight his way down to get off the racetrack. He got up against the wall. No caution. We keep going.
Chase Briscoe having all kinds of trouble this afternoon here in the BetMGM 300. But, Pat, once again, the leaders are in front of you. Could we get a three-car battle now with Zillich coming up?
Well, it looks like right now that Sheldon Creed is trying the top side of the wall, and he's got to go fast because Zillich is closing on him.
Again, watching four cars battle a little bit farther back in the pack behind Jesse Love. This is a fight for sixth. Burton, Sanchez, Brandon Jones, and Quaffle.
The longer the runs go, the better Sanchez car seems to work. Now, he's moved up into the sixth position, but it's three wide behind him for seven. All the way to the top of the racetrack is Brandon Jones. He'll get that spot with Carson Quaffle in tow.
Yeah, Quaffle will fall in behind him now, and those cars will kind of mix it up a little bit down here in turns three and four, top side and bottom side of the racetrack.
Jesse Love had a restart violation coming off of stage number two. Now he is back in the lead lap, back in the top five, battling Dean Thompson for fourth.
This is taking place almost half straightaway back of the race leader. That, of course, is Justin Allgaier, but Jesse Love back in the top five now occupies that fourth spot, setting sights on Zillage.
You look a little further back, and you see that 17 car of William Byron with just 30 laps on the board. I don't know if he's got time or not, guys, but he is hammered down trying to get it done.
Jeremy Clements made it hard on him as Byron moved by him to take over the 10th position up ahead of that HendrickCars.com Chevrolet, Harrison Burton, and Carson Quapple.
They'll race for position into turn number one. Carson Quapple going to the bottom of the racetrack. He'll try to take that spot. They'll exit that corner all the way to the top. Right in front of Quapple is the machine of Nick Sanchez.
Yeah, Brandon Jones now right on the bumper of Quapple as they work their way down into turns three and four. Jones' car likes the top side of the racetrack. Quapple down at the very bottom of the racetrack, all four.
Brandon Jones trying to carry some momentum, see if he can get on the back bumper of Carson Quapple once again. Right now it's about 1.5 car lengths as they cross the start finish line into one.
Brandon Jones has been 5th to 10th place most of the afternoon this afternoon. That's exactly where he's riding right now. He likes that top lane. He's not able to make up any ground. However, in front of him, Sanchez is beginning to close on the machine of Dean Thompson.
Yeah, Dean Thompson now under fire by Sanchez. He'll drive his car right underneath him now as that Sanchez car, well, goes to the bottom of the racetrack. But Dean Thompson holds him off all four.
He hangs tough on the top side, fights off Sanchez with Quapple trying to close in. Brandon Jones now losing contact with that battle.
We're talking about the fifth place fight now, and it is still Dean Thompson hanging on by just the narrowest of margins. Half a car length over Nick Sanchez. Off two. Sanchez took a peek to the bottom.
Okay, either way, Dean Thompson having a great afternoon here as he works down into the bottom of turns three and four. Here comes Sanchez. Sanchez going to slide up the racetrack. Almost loses the nose of the 48.
Man, that was a big dive for Nick Sanchez. He recovers pretty quick, though. Stays on the rear deck lid of Dean Thompson's car. They'll continue, and this fight goes on for fifth.
Nick Sanchez, talented young driver, and he's certainly going to be one of the stars of the sport in the future. He seems to get in his own way sometimes with over-aggressive moves late in a race. He's gotten around Dean Thompson, but Thompson will battle back on the low side.
Wow, good racing between these two guys up front here in the top 10 and getting it done here this afternoon. Behind him, Carson Quapple, and then a little further back to Brandon Jones.
With 25 laps to go in the BetMGM 300 here at Charlotte Motor Speedway, Justin Allgaier, your leader, by 2.3 seconds over Sheldon Creed, 4.3 over third place Connor Zillage.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list. I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
22 laps to go here in the BetMGM 300. Justin Allgaier leads Sheldon Creed and Connor Zillage. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your auto owner's agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay and Associates.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We're going to take you commercial-free to the checkered flag presented by Toyota. For the latest Toyota Gazoo racing information, visit TGRNA.com. And Pat Patterson, that run to the checkered flag is going to involve another trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone.
Yeah, we have the caution now. Carson Quapple, he was doing all he could do, digging as hard as he could down here in turns 3 and 4. Got right up next to the wall, and the thing just stepped out on him. He held on to it, didn't hit anything or hit anybody, got it turned around and got it to the pit road.
Okay, things about to get interesting now.
Bummer for the one car. Running fifth, had driven by a couple of cars, running really good lap times, just got loose into turn three, running the very top. Gives us another chance to come down pit road as the pits are open.
And we saw down on pit road a moment ago, there are some teams with some sticker tires, so we'll have to see what happens here. Justin Allgaier is behind the pace car right now. Is he going to peel off and lead the gang down pit road? Again, this pit stop coming with 20 laps to go. Indeed, Justin Allgaier is hitting the pit lane. No, the big fake, but a number of cars have come onto the pit lane. Let's go to Alan Cabana.
And just looking to see a lot of drivers in my section passing me by. Sammy Smith, one of them. Josh Williams, those are two drivers that got caught up in that green flag pit cycle. They're putting on some tires, the last things that they have. Wendy Venturini.
William Byron said that the balance was really good, but he felt like he needed to get off the splitter, especially after the first few laps. They are going to give him four fresh sticker tires. Also on pit road is Christian Eckes for four tires. A little bit of trouble getting off the left rear of Christian Eckes' machine. Brett McMillan.
Connor Zilich has come in. He got a track bar adjustment. Dean Thompson also in. He also got a track bar adjustment. And so did Austin Hill. All four of them also, along with Harrison Burton, got four fresh tires. All of them had a set of stickers left.
Wow.
Here we go, gentlemen. How fun is this going to be? We had three cars stay out. Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed, he kind of had to, and Jesse Love. Look, if you're the race leader, Ross, you can lead the race. If you're not the race leader, you got the benefit to do what he didn't.
That's right. It's so tough for Jim Pohlman, Justin Allgaier. Not sure what the communication was inside of the on the radio, but Sheldon Creed was staying out. Justin looked like he reacted to that. Again, don't know what they were talking about. But for the double zero and the two car, all staying out with fresh tires right behind them.
So clearly, they're going to be on defense. Everybody else is going to be on offense. Not a good position to be in at the late stage of a race.
I want four tires. 20 laps to go. Going to be down in the 17-ish range of laps to go when we take the green flag for this race. But, yes, If it's my crew chief, if I'm the driver, I'm asking to come pit. But that's me. I want to be on offense. I'm a bit of an offensive driver.
We like that. And again, that's why you sell a lot of Busch Light, Jockey, Kubota T-shirts out of your souvenir trailer, where you'll be tomorrow at 12:30, 2:30.
Somewhere in there. It's online. I don't know.
Hang out there all day. Let's go back down to Brett McMillan.
Well, Jim Pohlman came on the radio after that round of pit stops. He's Justin Allgaier's crew chief, and he goes, "Well, could be worse. We could have been the only one that stayed out." He said three guys did stay out. He goes, "But we do have clean air, so we'll take the positive out of it." And Justin Allgaier came on the radio and said, "Look, I'll take the blame for it if it doesn't work out. So we'll see how it all plays out. They will have the clean air." And he's been wanting that clean air all day long. It's worked for him so far. Alec Cabana.
Oh, Brett, that's funny because that was word for word what crew chief for Sheldon Creed, Jonathan Toney, said to his driver. Said, "Well, could have been worse. Could have been the only ones out there without new tires." Look, Sheldon Creed and crew didn't really have much of an option. They had a tire issue earlier on in the race, so they had no tires left. And Jonathan Toney told Sheldon, "Look, our best tires are on the race car right now." But crew chiefs talking to their drivers. Yeah, could have been worse. We'll see what they can do from that front row.
By the way, we're talking about the top three that stayed out. Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed, Jesse Love. Behind them, Jeb Burton, Blaine Perkins, Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones. We got a lot of cars that ultimately stayed out that didn't come on a pit road, not just the ones that were running out front.
Yeah, yeah. The top five looked like stayed out with Sam Mayer, Brandon Jones, Nick Sanchez leading the guys off pit road. I don't have it in front of me how many tires they took, but Zilich led them down pit road. He was the first car to pit from inside of the top five before the pit stops. Now he will line up ninth.
We're getting the one-to-go signal as they cross the stripe with 18 to go. So we go green with 17 laps left in the Bet MGM 300. Justin Allgaier, your leader. Sheldon Creed, second. Jesse Love, third. Jeb Burton, fourth. Fifth, Blaine Perkins. Sam Mayer is sixth. Brandon Jones, seventh. Eighth is Nick Sanchez. Connor Zilich is ninth. 10th is Harrison Burton.
William Byron running 11th. Ryan Sieg is 12th. Brennan Poole 13th. 14th is Sammy Smith. Christian Eckes is 15th. Dean Thompson now 16th. 17th is Ryan Ellis. Jeremy Clements is 18th. 19th is Josh Williams. And Daniel Dye is 20th.
Austin Hill 21st. 22nd, Austin Dillon. The last car on the lead lap, minus one in 23rd, Leland Honeyman.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's Better in Blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Charlotte Motor Speedway alongside Mark Garrow and Ross Chastain. My name is Brad Gilley. Calling the lap-by-lap from the turns, we have Rob Albright and Pat Patterson joining us on pit road. Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brett McMillan. We are going to head through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone with 17 laps to go here in the Bet MGM 300. Pat, the lights are on the racetrack. The lights are off on the Toyota GR Super Pace car.
Yeah, and it makes me, this reminds me that this whole racetrack has been known to have some first-time winners. I don't know what we're going to see, but we're about to find out. Justin Allgaier, Sheldon Creed, ready to go and restart it again.
There's going to be 17 laps to go. Justin Allgaier needs to take the green flag like he just robbed a bank to get away. It's out. The lead pack heads back to turn number one.
Nobody could want this more than Sheldon Creed, but he's struggling on the restart. He's lost a couple of positions already. It is Justin Allgaier. We've got problems in turn number one. Several cars get together, and the caution is out once again. About four cars involved, and everybody will continue on. Harrison Burton appears to have the worst damage.
That'll be caution. Caution number eight here in the BetMGM 300. A lot of damage for Harrison Burton. A lot of race cars involved in that one as they were really coming up into speed and hitting the banking for the first time. So, boy, in the world of how bad you want it, Ross, it really seems to ramp up a whole lot more when we get down into the teens of laps to go.
It does. Justin Allgaier.